Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
All right, hour number two. We're going to talk some Orioles here as they made a big signing over the weekend. And yeah, I do believe it's a big signing because depending on what else they want to add, this is more than likely their closer. Ryan Helsley was with the Cardinals last year, then traded to the Mets, I believe. Mm-hmm. And if you've watched him, so he has one of the highest strikeout rates in all of baseball. He hits 99, close to triple digits on the gun. Definitely gets a lot of guys chasing. The swings and misses are there. Everything you want out of a closer. The one thing I would say is at times, could get a little wild. I guess anybody that throws that hard and has that type of movement. But I like it. I like the fact that they're bringing him in. The one thing is he throws a slider, a four-seamer, a curveball, and a cutter. He's got four pitches as a bullpen piece. Some guys, have two pitches that they focus in on, or at least that one pitch that's their go-to, the cutter, like a lot of guys have had. But other than that, I think getting this piece and getting him in the fold, the thing that people were bitching about, because you have groups of people that don't want to give Mike Elias any credit for anything, mm-hmm. Why'd you give him a player option? Well, he gets a player option. If he has a great year, he has a chance to go out there and get some more money. You're hoping, and we don't know this for a fact, that Felix Bautista comes back, right? He's ready to go after this season. And who knows if he opts out, depending on how the season goes. He's getting good money, but people are bitching that he got the player option. Right now, the Orioles are in that situation where, depending on who you're going after and who you covet, I don't know that you want to play games with this stuff. Get your guys in and then start getting situated.
Yeah. I mean, he's a good player. I heard somebody killing him nationally on our air. Oh, it's huge overpay. It's a terrible deal.
It was an Oriole fan saying that, or was it a Mets or Cardinals fan saying they overpaid?
It was a host.
Oh, okay. Well, he's all right.
Yeah, it wasn't. But I mean, he's got 84 saves over the last three seasons.
Yeah, and again, I think if you're talking about, I'm on Pitching Savant, looking at some of his numbers here. And that's where the areas that he's great in, you look at his fastball and the chase rate that he gets. A lot of strikeouts we've talked about, and it's exactly what you want, unless you're getting a ground ball guy coming mm-hmm. in from the bullpen. But it's a start. And again, Mike Elias listed all the things that they needed to do. Need to find a power right-handed bat. They found that. They made that happen. Need to find bullpen pieces. They get Andrew Kittredge back. Excuse me. And then they sign Ryan Helsley. Need to get frontline starting pitching, which hasn't happened yet. And people are going, oh my God, Dylan Cease, what they paid Dylan Cease, you guys will be thankful you didn't pay him that in 3 years. Again, going back to this, but they're going to have to pay somebody. That's why I think Framber Valdez is the guy that comes here, that they end up overpaying to keep him. And I'm telling you, I still don't think they're done with the bats. They're in on Pete Alonso, and whether or not they're the wild card team to go after a Kyle Tucker, some people may say, well, where are you fitting these guys in? Look, certain guys are going to have to...
You fit them in.
Yeah, you'll trade whoever. I don't want to hear any of that nonsense. But what about a Dylan Beavers? If you got a Kyle Tucker, you're not worried about a Beavers.
Yeah.
Right? No. Anyway. So what do you think of the signing, though? Because it's another one of those things where if you don't like Elias, you don't want to give him credit for anything.
I think it's a good signing. I mean, he was better with the Cardinals, mm-hmm. the Mets. The Mets was a short-lived thing. But I mean, he's a good player. He averages 100 miles an hour essentially. He's a fastball slider guy. I think he'll do well here. He's a swing and miss pitcher. I don't see what if he does nothing, you complain. Now that he does something, you complain. We needed a closer because you're not going to have Batista for probably the entire 26 season. That's a long time he's been.
Yeah.
Yes, it was.
And again, he signs a 2-year, $28 million deal with the Orioles. As Ed pointed out, everything kind of fell apart with the Mets. Not just him, the team fell apart.
Yeah, the team just fell apart.
After the trade deadline. Here's what some people say. Flame-throwing reliever who has some of the best raw stuff in MLB. He consistently hits triple digits, and his slider is nasty. An inflated home run fastball rate soured his 2025. Yeah, so
he was tipping pitches.
Yep.
That's what they were saying. Did you see that? I mean, that's what it was. He was tipping pitches and people ambushing him. And I assume that's corrected, so...
Yeah, I just watched a highlight of him painting 102 on the corner. He's nasty. He has 105 career saves, including 49 save season with St. Louis back in 2024. So look, they're checking all the boxes, whether or not they're the players you want for said box. Maybe you didn't want Taylor Ward. Maybe you're still pissed off about the Grayson Rodriguez thing. I don't think they're trading Grayson unless they believe something's wrong or they didn't like something with him here. So you're not just trading away.
That didn't break my heart. I don't know why people are so upset about that.
They're not. They just want to be upset because it's Elias and they're not getting what they want.
I liked it. I like the Ward trade. I think it's something we could have used here. And I think they fill the need. Again, it's like you really can't win in that job.
No.
And then if people complain that they don't spend, then if they spend, you overpaid for this guy. What do you want?
I just saw a Chiefs fan beating up Andy Reid, calling him a fat slob that doesn't know anything. And I'm going, haven't you guys gone to all these AFC championship games and won Super Bowls? And then you finally have your one down year and now he sucks too?
Yeah.
And again, it's a small portion of the fan base, but like you see this all the time where people say some of the most ridiculous things and then they're never held accountable to it.
No,
nobody. So again, the Blue Jays got Dylan Cease, the Red Sox got Sonny Gray, the Orioles, they're putting Ryan Helsley there. Somebody wrote, the Yankees, we don't make a profit. I don't know what the Yankees are going to do. They haven't done anything yet, but you'd have to expect them to make some sort of big splash at some point. But I'm happy. Ryan Helsley, two-time All-Star, 2.96 career ERA, fastball that averages 99.3. That checks the box for me. Yes, please. So love getting that. Want to hear from you, 410-583-1057. Coming up next, it's the World of Stupid. And Ed, we're going to talk about a couple of different things here. How about a wannabe influencer that's handing out what to homeless people? I couldn't believe the headline when I read it. A woman that breastfed her daughter until how long? And now that she's in her 50s, she's having another baby. What do you think she wants to do? Breastfeed it till it's 5. So we'll get into that. And lastly, we got a couple other funny stories here that we're going to get into. I just can't believe some of these things have happened. There was a missing drunk man who spent hours helping a search party look for someone himself. We'll talk about it next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
All right, let's start it off. This is an interesting story. It's from a while ago, but it's kind of resurfaced now, making its way around. I believe I talked about this like 4 years ago, but there was a drunk man that went on a search party to find himself. How drunk do you have to be? Have you ever been that drunk? Like that out of sorts that you didn't even know you were searching for yourself?
I sometimes I thought I was invisible.
All right.
No, I mean it.
Well, no, but the only reason I ask is I can't get that drunk because I start throwing up. You don't throw up.
No.
You never throw up.
Very rarely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So a missing, this was in Turkey.
Yeah. I've done some things in crowded restaurants because I thought nobody could see me.
Dude, I walked out. The place wasn't that crowded, but I walked outside to take a phone call and came back into Shoddy's downtown, and you were playing bingo bongo on someone's boobies.
Hey, bop, 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 bop. She took them out.
She set them right on top of your head, and I was like, hey, Ed, that's an interesting hat. Where can I get one of those?
2 in the afternoon on a Tuesday.
Yes. And but that's not a lie. I walk outside to take a phone call, and I come back in, and Ed's got boobies on his head.
Yeah.
Boop, 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 boop. I mean, it's a while ago.
Unwrapped.
Was this when I first started with the... Yeah, it had to be like 2020 when I first started.
It was a long time ago.
Yeah,
a while ago,
maybe even before then. Yeah. But anyway, this guy, a missing man in Turkey, accidentally joined his own search party and looked for himself for hours before he realized, hey, I'm looking for me. Bayan Mutlu.
I'd like to be there when the light went on. Oh, my God.
It's me. He looks in the mirror. There he is. It's like, oh, man. A 50-year-old man from the rural region in Turkey was out drinking with friends when he wandered off into a nearby forest and didn't return. Worried about him, his friends alerted the authorities, who set up a search and rescue mission to find him. That's so funny. The Turkish channel NTV, not MN, when news of the missing man got out, efforts to find him intensified in nearby neighborhoods with large groups of volunteers joining. And finally, the guy shows up and says, who are we looking for? I'm here. I want to help. We're looking for you. This isn't the first time a missing person joined their own rescue mission. In 2012, an Asian tourist who went missing in Iceland was also found in her own search party after she reportedly failed to recognize her own description. I'm not touching that stereotype.
Oh.
No, let's move on.
Your own iPhone didn't know her.
By the way, that was the worst part of when they shaved off my beard. Well, that wasn't the worst part. The worst part was my face. But when they shaved off my beard and left me with a mustache and mutton, my facial recognition wouldn't recognize me.
You know,
I'm looking at it. I sometimes have to take my glasses off too. I'm like, why can't it recognize
it? It was fantastic.
That was awful. Yeah. where do I go with this? All right, let's do this one. I breastfed my daughter until she was 3, and now in my 50s, I'll do the same with my new baby boy no matter what. First off, is that weird to you?
Which part?
The breastfeeding when they're 3. Like, I had a woman that breastfed until the kid was like 6 or 7 in England.
Yeah.
Like, what, Joe, what's the appropriate age to not breastfeed? Like, when what's the cutoff date? Do you know?
Why would I know that?
I don't know. I just figured I'd throw
something to you.
When they have teeth? Yeah, when they start leaving hickeys? That's what you're saying? Well, this woman said, I breastfed my daughter on trains and cafes and parks and fashion. This feels like a Dr. Seuss book. Would you breastfeed them on a train
or on a plane?
Yeah. Generally melted. And here we go. She was tiny. People generally melted and smiled and cooed whenever they saw the daughter. But when she was tall enough to climb onto my lap and ask for milk in a full sentence, everyone changed. Yeah, because you're not the norm anymore. Yeah. That's, it seems like my wife is a labor and delivery nurse, and I talk to her about some of this stuff, like, because I tell her some of the stories I read when we come across it, going, the 108-year-old woman who's pregnant, she goes, that's not possible. I said, well, yeah, I wish you were here earlier when I read the story. I mean, I kind of knew it wasn't possible, but I thought it was funny. And then there were other stories as well that kind of, like this, the woman that said she breastfed her kid, breastfed his kid until he was eight, which has to be weird, especially if you're on a train, you got a full-grown, you know, adolescent or whatever sitting there just eating, I guess you could say.
I mean, he's in grammar school. You're in elementary school at that age, in second, third grade.
But like, even if you were, here's my question, and I don't know that you have the answer to it, but even if you were still going to feed the baby breast milk, right, or the toddler as it is.
That's not even a toddler.
What? I, a little bit older. But that being said, wouldn't you just, if you're still giving them a bottle, wouldn't you pump and then give it to them? I don't know. It just seems weird to me.
Should we be doing a shot glass at that age? Like,
yeah, I'll show you.
Bottle.
I mean, there's a second one if someone else can get in. But yeah, you could see the woman. Makes me think of Me, Myself, and Irene when Jim Carrey just latches onto the
woman.
And
I hate these topics. And then it's like, well, you're not a woman. You don't know. It's our bodies, nothing to be ashamed of. There is nothing to be ashamed of. It's just a little odd. That's all.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't have a problem with people breastfeeding. It's the most natural thing you can do. I mean, feeding your kid. I get it.
Yeah, I was somewhere and somebody just popped one of the girls out and I was like, oh, all right, this is happening. But again, that's your prerogative.
Yeah.
I try not to stare. All right, did that just happen? Oh. All right, let's talk about this douchebag. A wannabe.
Myself and Irene.
Yeah. That movie made me laugh harder than any movie I've ever seen the first time
it's
I saw
so
it.
Stupid. I loved it.
Ouch, baby. I may rock, but that doesn't mean I'm made of stone. When he tried to fight the little kid and his dad stands up and he goes, why don't you let the kid speak for himself? Such a good movie. All right, here you go. Wannabe influencer hands out massive machetes to homeless people. And now he's coming to New York. That's right.
What?
Yeah. Keith Castillo, who goes by POV Wolfie. Here, want one of these? Castillo says he distributed the potentially deadly weapons. Hell yeah, man. One man responds as he accepts a free blade. He's going around, and Ed, he's not only giving them large machetes, he's giving them bottles of alcohol and other stuff where people are going, you're just looking for this type of attention. You're not helping anything. So as you do that, you're giving out machetes. So let's say he gives a machete to a homeless person. He kills somebody. Does this guy get charged for any of that? Like giving him the weapon? Does anything happen to him?
I bet they would in this case.
Yeah. Because this is just...
He's giving out machetes and vodka.
Yes. And Fireball, and there's other pictures. Yeah. Like
What's the purpose of machetes? I mean, come on.
He has one where he's giving out Lucy's, cigarettes, and Fireball, and he's wrapping them in aluminum foil and giving them weapons and this stuff as well. I travel around, bulk record in one city, and then for my safety go to another city. Do the same thing there for like 2 weeks and then kind of like travel around. So far, he's armed homeless folks in Austin, New Orleans, and Little Rock, but he has his sights set on larger skylines. I have plans to go to Vegas, Skid Row in L.A. soon. I should be in New York in January. I have a lot of friends out there, he said. Go hand out a bunch of machetes and Fireballs there too. The Fireballs he referred to are those little Fireball shots, the minis. The Corpus Christi, Texas native said he spoke to police about handing out machetes and was assured that he wasn't doing anything illegal. Okay.
You can buy them in a hardware store. Yeah.
Yeah. But this is just one of those situations where it's like, we're all looking at it going, why?
Well, that's the question. Why? And there's a lot, there's so much involved in this. Why, first of all, why? You know, there's no real, there's not much vegetation in New York City. You chop your way through the forest there. Or come on, man.
Maybe he's in the brambles.
The jungles. Yeah, but the brambles. Scares me to know what the brambles are. But anyway,
I know it from listening to Howard Stern.
I'm sure you
know.
In the brambles. Why? Why are you doing this? And then, you know, this pretty good portion of our homeless population are mentally ill.
Yeah.
Which is why they're homeless.
And you want to give them
untreated,
a weapon.
Untreated people with mental problems, and you can give them a machete. And vodka. A handle of vodka.
Is there any way that he can't get in trouble for giving out knives? Like, again, if they, and I'm saying, if they do something with, like, why, it doesn't even make sense why he's doing it.
You know something's going to happen to one of these.
He just wants clicks and views. That's all it is.
Yeah. I mean, someone's going to get into an altercation. They're going to get drunk at their homeless encampment, and they're going to start hacking at each other.
Yep.
It's going to happen.
Well, let me give you this last story here before we step out. And Joe, I want your thoughts on this as well. Do you know what Kalshi is? K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. You've seen commercials for it. It's where you can literally bet on anything, right? You can bet on what was the one bet the guy put on there? He was doing all these crazy bets. It's will Arizona Iced Tea raise their prices this year? They've had 99 cents forever. You know, like, but you can bet on sports. You can bet on who's going to do this. The whole point of this is that you were betting against other people and not betting against the house.
Right.
Well, breaking news, Kalshi is now facing a nationwide class action lawsuit alleging that it's operating its illegal sports betting operation by misleading users into believing they are betting against other participants when in reality they were betting against the company itself. These commercials that you see out there with people trying to bet on different things, you see a lot on social media.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's K-A-L-S-H-I. Whether it's who's going to win the presidency, who's going to win, how many votes this person gets, type of food, like how many McRibs are sold. Like, I mean, there's all, you can literally bet on anything and it's legal everywhere.
Yeah. Highest temperature in New York City today.
Yeah.
Will Trump release any of the Epstein files? Time Magazine's Person of the Year for 2025.
See, it's just weird stuff. Yeah. And I'm sure there are some people that can find an edge and make money on this. But if you believed, like if I went to play poker online and I thought I was playing against five other human beings, mm-hmm. and then I'm not, there's a house in there. You know what I mean? Like that would piss me off if that's what I believed. If you're telling people you're betting against other people, then it means, hey, I'm not betting against a house and I feel more comfortable with that.
I mean, there's a lot of sports stuff in here, but there's a lot not. I mean, best AI at the end of 2025.
Like some of the things you can bet on, I don't even know that you can get a final answer for it. Like, I don't know.
Well, F1 driver champions and the Stanley Cup champions, I mean, those you'll know.
Yeah. Well, anyway, we got to step out. We're going to get to more here. 410-583-1057, a little bit more Ravens talk coming up. If you want to get in, Rashawn, we'll get to you as well. There's a faction of the fans that pundits that say Lamar Jackson is broke. Do you guys think he's broken some way or another, that something's off with him? We talk about that next right here on The Fan.
I have watched Lamar get tackled more one-on-one this year than I have in his whole career. I think he's got two runs this year that have gone for longer than 10 yards. Lamar Jackson. Oof. So you're just not seeing him make people miss in space as a runner. Designed runner scrambles, nearly what we have in the past.
Well, that's Ann Orlovsky talking about Lamar and how much we've seen him run. Ed, do you think something is either broken, or do you think the injuries have added up? Well, is there something else?
Something's wrong.
Yeah.
He does not look like himself. And the problem is, you know, if you speak about this, and I think we have to, it's pretty obvious. The whole country's talking about it. There's something not right. He doesn't look like Lamar Jackson. So people are like, oh, they were expecting, you know, oh, just haters. I'm definitely not a hater.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I think he's one of the best players I've ever seen. I love the guy. But it's not the guy I'm used to seeing. He's missing receivers. Forget the running. He's not running that well. But he's just not throwing well. He's a really good passer.
Yeah. I mean, look, I sit here. I do think something's off. I think he's dealing with some injuries. I mean, look, he's missed some practices. I don't think that stuff's BS. The fact that it was moving around, I don't know if it's one singular injury, because he said his hamstring feels fine. Is he overcompensating for something? I don't know, but he does. To score 14 points against the Bengals, even if you came out and threw the ball 60 times, I still think you should score 30 points on that defense.
Yes, everybody else did.
Easily.
They were giving up 33 a game.
So, there's got to be something that's a little bit off. I don't know that he's broke. Like, the way that some people are making it sound like, and here's the other part of this. You goofballs that said, oh, I told you he's going to get hurt and he never amount to nothing. The cats that are coming out of the woodwork now to go, I told you running quarterbacks always get hurt. Shut up.
Exactly.
Go back to your shanties. Go back to the holes that you were in. Stupid ass people, man.
Yeah.
I told you he'd get hurt. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Rashawn in Baltimore. Rashawn, what's up, man?
Hold on. Hey, what's going on? Good morning.
What's up, man?
Hey, nothing much, man. How y'all doing? How was your holidays?
Good. All right. Got us on speaker?
My bad's off now. Hey, no, I'm handling some business, man. But, I tried to call through Friday, right? But I had terrible phone reception in Aruba, right? Wanted to talk about.
Man, that's a humble brag.
I wasn't bragging, man. I normally call y'all when I'm away, though, regardless of, you know, what's going on, especially when the Cowboys, you know, have a big win like that. But,
you do know I picked the Cowboys, right?
Yeah, I heard you. Yeah, I heard. I was listening to line. You only want to pick the Cowboys, you know. Good job, Ed.
Hold on, I said they were a live dog, but I did pick the Chiefs.
but listen, man, something about this Cowboys team this year, man. It got 1995 written all over this thing again, man.
It does?
It's just like, yeah, you don't think so? Like with the way the defense is coming together?
I mean, in a word, no, I don't think so. Like, I don't think that. Again, this Thursday night, are you going to Detroit?
Yeah, I'll be there. Definitely be there. As you know that, man. You know,
it's a huge game.
It's a huge game. But this is my last stadium I need to see too. Now I scratched all the 30+ stadiums off my list though, so I got to be there for this one though. It's definitely a huge game, elimination game. I think for both teams, whoever loses this, it's definitely done. Most likely,
the Lions are on the outside looking in right now, aren't they?
Yeah, they definitely are. Yeah, so. And Cowboys are right below them. But I think the Cowboys need to run the table and. The Lions just has been playing great lately. Something about this team is a fraud, you know. So I think the Cowboys pull it off. And after the Lions game, you look at the Cowboys' schedule, though, they can definitely run this table, though, you know, when I'm sneaking to it. And I don't think teams want to, you know, none of these NFC teams want to see the Cowboys in the playoffs, though, the way they've been playing and gelling together now.
Hey, so, Dak's looking good, actually. Yeah. I gotta give it to him.
I mean, Dak's an MVP candidate as long as they keep winning.
Yep.
Yes, for sure, man. You know, we got Pickens, and hopefully they can...
That's what I just told Ed, for sure.
Hope Jerry do the right thing and sign Pickens, man, because he's the true number one on that team. Lamb has just fallen off.
Oh, man, stop it.
He can't catch nothing, though.
God, man, you guys with your recency bias, because Pickens had a good game here recently, that CeeDee Lamb's done. CeeDee Lamb is the best receiver on that team.
Now he's saying he's done. Oh, now you're saying CeeDee Lamb. Before you were saying, oh, CeeDee Lamb... Justin Jefferson and Jamal Chase is better than CeeDee Lamb.
Well, that's true. They're not on that team with him. The only other receiver on that team with him that's worth a salt is Pickens that we're going to talk about. Lamb's better than those guys. He's not better than the other guys on the other teams you just listed. But he is a top five, top 10 receiver, depending on how you want to stack him up. There's no question. So,
yeah, I definitely agree, man.
Do you think Lamar's broke?
I don't know how it's going on with Lamar, man. You know, we got to get it together. And I'm surprised about that line. We 5-point favorites against the Steelers.
5.5.
I'm not too sure about that, man. To be honest with you, though.
The Steelers think too, Rashawn. Hey, Rashawn, we got to run. I appreciate the phone call, man. But yeah, like, I'm not surprised. If you guys have watched the Steelers this year, and I know everybody's watched the Ravens closer, that's your team, and then you're down on them with the way that they've played the past couple weeks. The Steelers are lost. Offensively, defensively, like there's nothing on that team that you fear at all.
Yeah.
Like at all. Like their defense
it's
has been so bad.
It's odd to see that with them because you used to, you know, even when they're allegedly having down years, they're still it's a tough, you know, opponent.
Yeah. Let's go to Tim in Owings Mills. Tim, you're on the fan.
Hey. What's hey.
Up? Yes.
Yeah. Did we lose you? You there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Oh, sorry about that. Yeah. I definitely don't think Lamar is broke. I mean, the injuries was definitely an issue and a problem that slowed him down. And I thought it would still be a problem until I saw this. I don't know if you saw this obscure X post where someone from Pittsburgh talked about Lamar being irrelevant. And he responded and said, say less. And he thought that meant that Lamar, he was inside Lamar's head. But that's around the way speak for. You know, I'm going to show up.
Yeah.
You know, and I'll let my play do the talking. So I think this weekend, mark my words, he's going to show up and he's going to be old Lamar again.
Appreciate it, man. I mean, we hope we see it because if you're not getting some semblance of the old Lamar, then I think this could be a rather short season, even if you get into the postseason. And that's the weird thing when you start looking at who you could end up playing, Ed. Remember talking about AFC Championship, Buffalo and Kansas City or Baltimore and Buffalo, whoever it may be. And all those teams are mid right now. They're as mid could be.
Yeah, it's funny, Rashawn talking about the Cowboys. I can't even make fun of it. Anything's possible right now. It's wide open.
I'm still going to make fun of it, but it's anything's possible. Sit here and say it's going to be like the 95 season. Seeing that. But, like, again, Cowboys got better on the defensive side. They have one of the best offenses in the league. It's not ridiculous to think that they could make a run in the NFC. It's not ridiculous to think they could win the NFC East.
I mean,
you split with the Eagles now, and you're playing better than they are. So, all right, we got more calls to take. We're going to talk more about Lamar Jackson being broken. Want to hear from you, 410-583-1057 right here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is an obvious bad sign, and it's not because it was this game specifically. It's just what we have been seeing, you know, as a constant in the last couple of weeks. There were completely, you know, things that you are not used to seeing. You know, the willy-nilliness with the ball protection. Then you also add in there, he looked uncomfortable. He did not find no type of rhythm, and glaring overthrows and inaccuracies. That's just like, yo, who's this guy?
There you go. That's Cam Newton talking about. Is he on his podcast or was that just on ESPN, Joe?
Get up.
Yeah, we're all talking about what's going on with Lamar. First take. Thank you. This is, I don't know, hearing certain people talk about it, like Cam had his struggles throwing the football and was a guy that would lock onto his first read.
Was it after shoulder injury, though?
What, when Cam started to struggle? I think when he started to struggle more. Like, there again, when he first came into the league, very raw, and then he changed it. He won the MVP and took a team to the Super Bowl, and people forget about that. And people, I never got the hatred for him because he was just a little bit different, you know, giving the ball to a kid in the crowd, doing his Superman thing where he's... I thought all
I
that
was always
was
a fan of his. As you know, you guys make fun of me.
That's because you like Smokey the Bear, and he wears the same hat as him. Hey, Smokey the Bear. Yeah, Cam. It's like
he actually wears the hat the Mad Hatter wears from Alice in Wonderland.
Does he cut a hole in the top of it so his hair goes out? Is that like stylistically what he does, or is it?
I don't know. Just, I don't know what he does.
We're talking about Cam. We've been here talking about Lamar. But I don't think Lamar's broken. I think he's injured, and I think he's been playing hurt. You know,
yeah, I do too.
Because when people say he's broken, it's like, well, you can't fix it then, right?
I don't like that term.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a broken man. I mean, that's, he's definitely not playing the way he usually plays. I mean, we've seen that with other quarterbacks, though. People just, you know, they have periods that they go through like this. I mean, he didn't forget how to play. He had the, I heard someone talking, you know, about, oh, this isn't the 2019. Forget 19. Last year, the best season he's ever had.
Yeah.
I mean, that was ridiculous what he did last year. It's like,
it was the MVP.
He should have been.
Yeah.
He was.
He should have won. But anyway, I guess we're at this point now where it's like, who's good? Who's not? Who's going to get healthy at the right time? Mm-hmm. And as you pointed out, when Rashawn called in and talked about the Cowboys making a run, you can't even knock it that much because it seems like everything's wide open.
It is.
Anyone can beat anyone. And I hate saying that. And let's get Donald in Parkville. He kind of wants to talk about some of this. Donald, what's up, man?
Hey, good morning. How you guys doing this morning?
Good.
Good morning.
Great. So, first of all, let me say this. I don't think Lamar is broken. I think he definitely is hurt. But what I can't seem to get my finger wrapped around is the fact that the NFL has created a script, because it is now sports entertainment. I think that's validated by the fact they're advertising WWE events now on SportsCenter, which, you know, I've never heard of before.
Well, Lamar, the NFL switched their moniker to football to sports entertainment, so they can't be sued by anybody for gambling reasons.
It makes sense. And when we talk about sports investing or sports betting, if you will, the fact that now that the Cincinnati Bengals, the Baltimore Ravens, and the Pittsburgh Steelers have relevance towards the end of the year, it's set up so that I think the NFC North will be won, or could be won, by a team that is 9-8 now. It's really just it's taken the flair out of me watching football now when I see all of the underdogs all of a sudden on primetime becoming competitive. It was no reason for the Cincinnati Bengals to start Joe Burrow. But, you know, it creates a bigger audience, so I get it. I'm still a Ravens fan, but I'm definitely not pleased with what I'm seeing or how our role is being identified in this NFL entertainment business.
Appreciate it, Donald. Good stuff. How do you feel about that? Because I feel like, all right, everybody knows I'm a degenerate. I'm a gambler. Mm-hmm. Like, I talk about this stuff. There has been this big push by people to sit here and say everything is fixed. This is fixed. That's fixed. I've already talked to you. I don't like the eye in the sky and the different things that they mm-hmm. change throughout a game. Why do you change certain things? You're telling me this isn't a catch. It happens in the same game or in a different game. It's a catch. Like, there's no rhyme or reason to what they do. With all that being said, I don't think anything's fixed.
I don't think anything's fixed, but it's definitely a specter that hangs over the sport, all sports. Because it has happened, it will happen again. I mean, I believe you're living in a fool's paradise if you think not.
But the difference is, like, when games have been fixed, it's been a singular person or a group of people.
Or an official.
It hasn't been the league issuing down, like, this is what's going to happen. Because I think that's vastly different.
I do. I don't think that's going to happen.
Because I think that's what people are alluding to. Oh, the game's fixed. Like, last night, there's a big thing going on. If you watch, Keontae George of the Utah Jazz had one of the worst nights a basketball player could ever have. I mean, he looked so bad. Here's his numbers. He looked so bad last night that you thought he was doing it intentionally. 0 points, 8 turnovers, 0 for 6 on field goals, a minus 26 whenever he was on the floor. Second most turnovers with 0 points in NBA history. Like, he had such a bad game that people are going, you need to look into him. Yeah. This is what we're going to do every time now?
That's what's going to happen.
But I guess
because someone's going to have a bet placed somewhere on the team or the player, and they're going to say something. Yeah, I have a lot of problems with the way this has been done, but I don't believe the leagues are going to be complicit in this. I mean, individuals, look, you have human beings playing these games, all of them. Human beings populate our athletes, our professional athletes. I mean, that's who they are. Do you think some are going to get in trouble money-wise? I get in trouble with the mob. They still exist.
We're watching it happen already.
Happens all the time. There's still the NBA thing still going on. I haven't heard, what's up with that. It's a federal investigation, and that takes forever, but that something's going to happen.
One of the worst,
they never come up empty-handed.
One of the worst parts of that is the commissioner knowing that they were looking into him and still allowing him to be traded. I think that's just an awful look for the league when stuff like that happens. But again, I don't know, man. Like, I know everybody, gamblers, they always want to blame somebody else when things go wrong. Like, even myself, yes, I'm watching these games. I'm going, come on, man. That's what, you feel that way. But I don't feel like it's a situation where the league is issuing it down. Where the one thing that I feel like the league could kind of finagle and do is what we've seen the NBA do, and I still think they did it, was the frozen envelope, making sure somebody gets the first pick. Like, oh, we're not fixing anything as far as the games, but we're going to make sure you get this player because, hey, you traded the biggest superstar in the league to L.A.
Mm-hmm.
And where is Nico, by the way? Oh, they fired him? Why'd they fire him? I mean, you got Anthony Davis. You got a great... Oh, he only plays a third of the time? His nickname's Mr. Glass? You didn't hear about that? Mm-hmm. That's stupid ass. Anyway, I'm still pissed. Somebody asked me about, hey, what's your fandom like? I said, it's the Orioles. Yeah, it's the Orioles. And whoever I bet on. Like, I do. I pull for the Ravens because I know it's good for business and I like a lot of guys on this team. It's a fun team to watch now. But at the same extent, like, fandom's kind of gone by the wayside for somebody like me, which is why I would tell people, like, if you're getting into gambling, be ready to do that or have biases.
Yes.
Because if you have a bias, you can end up losing because you won't look the other way on something there. All right, we've got plenty coming up here. We're going to talk to, that's right, it's a Monday, which means We usually talk to Ken McCusick on a Tuesday, but because of last week, we'll get film study today.
Film study.
Thank you. Ken McCusick, Film Study Baltimore. He comes up next right here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.